It's getting warmer now, and that means more time outdoors in the heat. This is the Eco Minute, and I'm Patsy Malley. It's also time to be aware of the air quality levels. While exposure to ozone air pollution causes adverse health effects in most people, children are especially susceptible. Children spend more time outdoors, especially in the summer when the ozone levels are the highest. And they engage in vigorous activities resulting in more air and pollution taken deep into their lungs. Since airways in children are narrower than in adults, irritation or inflammation that would produce only a slight response in an adult can result in a significant obstruction in the airways of a child. When ozone levels are high, children should move their activities indoors. For more information, please contact the American Lung Association at 1-800-LUNG-USA, lungusa.org, or go to wuwf.org.